African Union and Arab League diplomats urged the United Nations Security Council last week to suspend an expected war crimes indictment of the Sudanese president over atrocities in the Darfur region. UN diplomats and officials say the International Criminal Court had decided to issue an arrest warrant for President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, who is accused by the court's chief prosecutor of overseeing genocide in Darfur. The court, based in The Hague, said it had not reached a final decision, but UN officials said the Sudanese government was already aware that Bashir would be formally indicted later this month. Alex Meissner is the director of policy and government relations at the New York-based Save Darfur Coalition. He says the prosecution could potentially worsen the security situation in Darfur.
The security situation is always tenuous, and it's gotten even more so in the last week or two in anticipation of this decision by the International Criminal Court. Just last week, Sudanese government forces ringed a town of about 30,000 people, the town of Mahajiriya in South Darfur, sending in planes to bomb, sending in troops and militia to raid the town. There were some rebel elements there earlier, but the rebels had already pulled out of the town, and the Sudanese troops still went in guns blazing. So, you know, the security situation is very tense, and there is a real and a credible fear that President al-Bashir and his allied militias, the Janjaweed militias, may lash out at civilians within Darfur and throughout Sudan, at aid workers and the aid operations that are keeping alive some 4 million people, 2.5 million of those in camps throughout Darfur, the peacekeepers who, while they are there you know, capable forces, are severely outmanned and outgunned. So there is real fear that President al-Bashir could react in a worst-case scenario mode and just start going after the folks that he blames for his prosecution.